Amen. 하시며
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text 15.
Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradano.
Ahatam mai chanda parayanasya
Hare Rudaram Charitam Vishudam
Shushru Shatam no Vithano to Vidvan
Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradano
Ahatamai Tanta Parayanasya
Hare Rudaram Charitam Vishudam
Charitam activities. Vishuddham. Transcendental. Shushrushatam. Those who are receptive. Naha.
Ourselves.
Vidhanotu.
Kindly describe.
Vidvan.
O learned one.
Translation and purport by the divine grace of the Prabhupada. O Sutta Goswami, you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord because the personality of Godhead is your chief object of service. Therefore, please describe to us the pastimes of the Lord, which are above all material conception, for we are anxious to receive such messages. Purport. The speaker on the transcendental activities of the Lord should have only one object of worship and service, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And the audience for such topic should be anxious to hear about it. When such a combination is possible, namely a qualified speaker and a qualified audience, it is then and there very much congenial to continue discourses on the transcendent. Professional speakers and a materially absorbed audience cannot derive real benefit from such discourses. Professional speakers make a show of Bhagavad Sakta for the sake of family maintenance, and the materially disposed audience hears such discourses of Bhagavad Sakta for some material benefit, namely religiosity, wealth, gratification of the senses, or liberation. Such Bhagavatam discourses are not purified from the contamination of the material qualities. But the discourses between the saints of Naimisharan and Srila Sukha Goswami are on a transcendental level. There is no motive for material gain. In such discourses, unlimited transcendental pleasure is relished, both by the audience and by the speaker. And therefore, they can continue the topics for many thousands of years. Now, Bhagavad Saptahas are held for 7 days only. And after finishing the show, both the audience and the speaker become engaged in material activities as usual. They can do so because the speaker is not Bhagavad Pradhan, and the audience is not Shushru Shatam, as I explained above. Om Jnana Tirmanasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Sakshu Tanyena Tasma. Om Vishnu Paraya, Vishnu Prasaya Bhutvaya, Srimati Bhaktivinoda Swami. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Prachari, Nirvishesha Srinivadi, Pashchatta Adishatari, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Vasudhi Gauravani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Today marks 1 year since I fell and broke my legs. Is it a coincidence? Put the gift glass on this thing. I went back on that roof I fell from, and I built a new one. Why I'm saying this is that we should not give up hope. And if we stumble, then we should get up and walk again, you know. Despite whatever difficulties we may be facing or setbacks, we should not become impeded, but we should just get up and move forward. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam. So this verse is very interesting. It's glorifying Sutta Goswami. He's a learned person, and he's a pure devotee of the Lord. Because his only business is to serve the Lord. In addition, we know that Baladev had blessed him or empowered him, so to speak. If you can remember, his father was Romaharshana Sutta. And Romaharshana Sutta was given the task of reciting the Puranas to the sages. So when Baladev went there, all the great sages stood up, but Romaharshana Sutta did not, for whatever reason. And Baladev got angry. And knowing Baladev, when he's angry, he's serious. And he took a kusha grass and he killed Romaharshana Sutta. He said, this low-class person, meaning that he was born from a Brahmana mother and a Kshatriya father. And when that happens, the caste system is distorted. It becomes Vanasankara. And so when that happens, then he said that this guy he's not observing social etiquette and he deserved to be killed. So but the sage were a little upset because they said that we have placed this guy here. We have placed Romaharshana Sutta here. You know, and maybe you should not kill him. Well, Baladev said, well, look, I can bring him back to life right away. See, this is the power of Baladev. He says, I can bring him back to life right away if you want. Then the sage said, no. Empowered his son that he has long life and he is well knowledgeable in the scripture. And so Baladev empowered Sutta Goswami. So even though Sutta was also Sutta Putra, he was so much qualified to recite the Puranas, and specifically Bhagavatam. If you remember, when Karna was called Sutta Putra, it was like poison to his tail. He was not Sudaputra, but they thought he was. Remember, And when his father, Adiratha, gave him that chariot, new chariot and horses, he said, Father, I don't feel like driving a chariot. I don't want that. I want weapons. I want to learn weapons. I want divine weapons. And I'm going to leave, and he left the place like that. So, but we can see that within the system, that even though that one is a suitor, or one is from a low class, he can become a pure devotee of the Lord. And there is a clause within the Varnashram system that says that anyone within any one of the classes, if he shows, for example, if a sudra shows the qualification of a Brahman and the temperament, then after observation for 3 years he can become a Brahman. That's one of the classes in the manners of meeting. So anyhow, Sutta Goswami, he is learned and he is pure devotee of the Lord. So he makes a good speaker of Bhagavatam. And the audience were the sages of Dhanasharan, who were also eager to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. And why were they eager to hear the pastimes of Krishna? Because the pastimes of Krishna are transcendental. They are purifying and they bring joy to the heart. And Lord Krishna himself, he said this about himself, Janma karma chami divyam evam yo gati tapata tvakva deham punar janma naitimam iti so arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So Lord Krishna is telling us that his activities are transcendental. It's not like mundane activities. Anything and everything the Lord does, anything and everything the Lord does is glorified and is purified. See? I mean, he was stealing butter, he was considered a butter thief, but that's glorified. Everything he does, whatever he does, is all glorified. So, in this class, I would discuss a little bit about the Bhagavad Saptaha and the unqualified audience, and then the pastimes, some of the pastimes of the world. So Srila Prabhupada said here that unlike what Suta Goswami is reciting to the sages, they are all qualified speaker and qualified listener. And that brings purification and joy to the heart. But there is a set of speakers that are not so qualified. And they recite Srimad Bhagavatam for money. And you may have heard about this. Nowadays they are called pandits. In case you don't know who I am about it. I have a brother. He's called a pandit. And Keshava has six brothers, three of them are pandits. And their business is to recite the scriptures for money. You know? And then my sister said she visited my brother one time. He had to go and do one of these pujas. And because she went there, he decided to eat some meat and drink some alcohol. Imagine when she said she was, but she's a Christian. And she was embarrassed, you know. And he said, don't bother with that, you know. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is writing about it. These unqualified speakers. And Bhagavad Saptaha means a 7-day jagra. Because Sukadeva Goswami had spoken Bhagavatam for 7 days to Maharaj Parikshit. This was, of course, great. Parikshit was liberated and everything. People start to imitate this trend. And all over, wherever there is a Hindu community, this kind of thing takes place. It does not take place in other communities, because they don't know about that. But wherever there is a Hindu community, all over the world, Guyana, Trinidad, Mauritius, well, of course, the whole of India, Pakistan, so many other places, Bangladesh, so many places where they're in income. This Bhagavad Saptaha takes place. And what is going on there is the speaker, he recites so that he can get some money. In fact, somebody was telling me that these pandit would race to do pujas. They make certain they do like 5 to 10 pujas a day. Well, not a day, but maybe within so many days. And then each one they would get so much money. You know, and when I heard that, I was a little worried. I said, what is this? You know? And so, and not only this, but these pandits, they actually hold a great crowd of the Hindu community, a lot of them. They actually distract them from taking part in Krishna consciousness. They become very critical of the devotees and so forth. They say the devotees are not doing all these different pujas to the demigods and stuff, and so they're not so qualified like them. Right, Keshava? They're not so qualified like them. And so this is going on. And the audience, on the other hand, they want some sense gratification from this kind of thing. They want some monetary gain, maybe by pleasing the demigods, they get some lakshmi. And they feel like if they give a donation, they would get back like 10 times reward. The pandit would tell them they would get back so much in reward. So if they gave $100, they'd probably get $1,000 back from them. See? So this is what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Yeah, this type of audience is not really so fit to listen to the Bhagavatam, because they're so materially motivated. But of course, Bhagavatam is so powerful that whoever listens would become purified. So Suta Goswami is also deemed as learned. And in the Vedic circle, learned means to know the Shastras. Does not mean having a master's degree or a PhD. That's material qualification. In the Vedic circle, that is not even counted. See? Learning means to understand the scriptures and live by the rules and regulations of them. Know all the various scriptures, know all the key verses and so forth. Know about creation, annihilation, how time works, what is karma, what is dharma, the Lord in details, who are the demigods, who are the great sages. This is a truly learned person. And so in Vedic circle, this is what we accept. See? Sometimes we have some persons with material qualification try to dovetail whatever they have into this circle, and they can actually make a mess out of it. Of course, having some material qualification is great also, because one can become a good speaker and so forth, to be fluent in whatever, you know, you're speaking. But in terms of truly learned means to know the scriptures and know these fundamental topics. And this is what we accept. So I'll move on to the other part, and that is the scriptures. Let us hear what the scripture says about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. We'll hear what Bhagavatam says about listening to the pastimes of the Lord. The Siddha said, Vayam tuna vitri payami uttama sloka vikrami. This word vikrami is very powerful, right? The vikrami. The great steps. He says, we never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Tasmat ekena manasa Bhagavan Savatam Pati Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Deya Pujascha Nityada. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of God, who is the protector of the devotees. So we should hear about with one pointed attention. Yad anudasina yuktaha karma granti nibandana chindanti kovida satasya kona kuryat katarakim. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of a reactionary world by remembering the personality of God. Therefore, who will not pay attention to him? Shushrusho Shradadanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Sana Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Tirta Nishepana. O twice born sages, By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vices, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. One gains the affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. Srinvatam swa katha Krishna punya shravanam kirtan. Krishna, who is in everyone's heart, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are virtuous when heard and chanted. Na yachitra padam harir yasho jagat parvitam jagunita karhisi. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord are considered to be a place of pilgrimage for crows. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati slokam abadha vati api. On the other hand, that literature which is full of description of the name, fame, forms, pastimes of the Lord is a different creation meant to bring about a revolution in the impious lives of this world misdirected civilization. Bring about a revolution in the misdirected life of this world civilization. And what came to me in mind when Srila Prabhupada came into the West? And during his time, there was so much, after a while, there were so much brahmacharis everywhere, and sannyasis and preachers, and harinam everywhere. We have to bring that back. You know, we have to make America great again. That's how they say it, make America great again. We have to bring it back, try to bring back this kind of a preaching. It's important. And so if you're receptive to the message of Lord Krishna, then this will come back. Then we will develop the urge to preach and the spirit to preach also. This is important. So I would recite a few pastimes of the Lord, and then we could take a few discussions and questions and so forth. One time during the Mahabharata, Arjuna drew out his sword in their camp. And Lord Krishna said, Arjuna, why are you pulling out your sword? I don't see any enemy here. I haven't seen an enemy in this camp. Why are you pulling out your sword? Arjuna said, this brother of mine told me to give up my Gandiva bow, and I made a secret vow. I would kill anyone that asked me to give up my Gandiva bow. So Lord Krishna says, what? You're going to kill your brother? Lord Krishna says, it is against Vedic Dharma to kill a king and a brahmana. These two people should never be killed. And it's against Vedic Dharma. So now you make a vow and now you're going to kill the king. So you're in more implication. He said, sometimes you may have to swallow that vow. Oh, you might have to do something else. You have to understand what is morality and what is immorality. What is morality and what is immorality? And then he recited a story. He said there was a sage called Kaushika. And Kaushika promised to speak the truth always. And he said, one day, some good citizens, were chased by some robbers. And while they were being chased by these robbers, they went and hid around Kaushika Ashram. Then these robbers came to Kaushika and they said, sages, we know you don't lie. Tell us truly, where have these people gone? And the sage bumped to him, he said he's going to speak the truth. He told the robbers, look, these guys are hiding around this area. And so these robbers went and robbed these guys and killed all of them. And so Lord Krishna says, for the truthfulness of Kaushika, he had to see the hellish plan. He had to go to hell for it. So he said, so Lord Krishna says, look, sometimes you can lie also, and it's not against God. He says, if you're lying to save a life, that is acceptable. If you're lying to save your business, that is acceptable. And if you're lying to marry a woman, that is also accepted. You see? So he said, look, what you can do in this situation is insult Yudhishthira badly. Because what the scripture says, for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. And so Yudhishthira has been honored, great king and everything. And so to insult Yudhishthira would be like a great dishonor. And so Arjuna decided to insult Yudhishthira. He says, you're so addicted to dice that you gamble the whole kingdom. And now we are poverty stricken. And not only that, now you want us to fight for you. You know, and he really insulted Yudhishthira badly. And then he went to Yudhishthira's feet and begged forgiveness. He cried, all of them cried. He cried, Yudhishthira cried, Lord Krishna even cried. Such was the emotional situation there. And then everything was finished, they cried and got over their emotion, and Arjuna was pacified, Yudhishthira was pacified, Lord Krishna was pacified. You see? And then Arjuna was praising Lord Krishna, you know, you're the savior of us, you're the savior of your devotees. You know, because had he killed Yudhishthira, he would not be able to live. You see? And so this was a nice story that most of you must have not heard, or may have heard some of it. So I'll recite another interesting one. This is from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. One time Lord Krishna was with Srimati Radharani, and they were enjoying pastimes when Radha fainted. When Srimati Radharani fainted, Lord Krishna left. And there was another beautiful gopi. Well, all the gopis are beautiful, but there was another gopi called Viraja. It's stated in the Purana that she resembled Srimati Radharani. And Lord Krishna went with him and he was enjoying pastimes. And Srimati Radharani got to hear about this. And she went there. And when she went there, Lord Krishna disappeared. Lord Krishna disappeared, and Viraja disappeared into a river called the Viraja River. It's stated there's this river in Goloka called the Viraja River. And she became that river. And so Srimati Radharani left. When that happened, Lord Krishna reappeared back. I woke back to Raja, asked her to come back. and they enjoy pastimes again. And then he said, after some time, Viraja got seven sons she got from Krishna. So one time, when they were enjoying pastimes, one of the sons, the small son, went to the mother, and he disrupted their pastimes. And he said, my other brothers are teasing me, they're troubling me. And so, when that happened, Viraja was upset. So she went to attend to the boys, and when she went to attend to the boys, Lord Krishna disappeared. So when Lord Krishna disappeared, and Viraj noticed this, Viraj decided to force the boys. She coursed the seventh son, and this is interesting, y'all take note of this. All those that are listening, take note of this. She coursed these seven boys to become the seven oceans on earth. So when the fifth canto is describing the seven oceans of earth, here it goes. One of the boys became the salt ocean. Another boy became the ocean of milk. One became the ocean of liquor. One became the ocean of sugarcane juice. One became the ocean of clarified butter. One became the ocean of ghee, and one became the ocean of pure water. And these are the seven oceans. So sometimes some people would say that, but where are the oceans? But this had happened, you know, I guess at the beginning of creation in Satya. So with time, those oceans could have disappeared or what. I mean, you know, we have these oceans now, but they're not anymore like what was happening before. You see? So this is a very interesting topic, I think, for us to remember about when the seven oceans were being described. Some devotees believe that they're in different parts of the universe. But when Srimad Bhagavatam was describing, he says, with the wheels of Priyavrata chariot, he created seven ditches. Ditches is like ponds that became the seven oceans. So that seems like a literal explanation. Literal. I mean, in language you have a literal understanding, you have a figurative understanding, or a denotative and a connotative. You see? So this seems to be literal. You know, I mean, we can. It's good sometimes for us to discuss this here. So anyhow, these boys became the seven oceans. And then it's during this pastime, Sri Dharma, because Radha was upset with Krishna, she insulted him, and then Sri Dharma stopped her, and then she caused Sri Dharma to become a demon on earth for 50 yugas. So he became a demon on earth for 50 yugas, and then he caused Radha to become a gopi on earth, but live in separation with Krishna for 100 years. So that was how Srimati Radharani was in separation with Lord Krishna for 100 years in Vrindavan. See, this is the origin of the story. This is from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. You remember this. And so these are two little pastimes of the Lord. I mean, all the great pastimes you all know about. I'm sure you all know of all the other nice pastimes. So I think I'll stop here. If anyone wants to say a pastime that we never heard or comment or correct or ask a question, feel free to do so. Anybody would like to? Yes, Mataji? hope I was not too boring.
I was thinking at the beginning when you were saying about the Harinams, the back when Prabhupada was here on the planet, then there was so many devotees, so much Harinam going on and everything. But then after Prabhupada left, I think that's there was the change must have been there, because you know, in the all the old pictures, you see all the devotees out in the streets, and so many of them. And then, you know, there was a big change in the movement, I think, after Prabhupada left the planet.
That's true. And then also what happened, a lot of the devotees became grihasthas. And when one becomes a grihastha, then life takes a turn. Now you have to support, you have to get a house, you have to get a car, you know, there's a son, the farmer takes, he takes a wife, he takes a cat, you know. So then you start to increase, you know, different things. You get a wife, then you get a child, then you get a cow, then you get a piece of land, you know, all these things. And they take maintenance, and then there's that destruction. You see? But what we have to do, we probably have to plan it in such a way that we still have a set of brahmachari there, we have a set of grihasthas here, we have a set of sannyasis here, you know, we have a set of vanaprasthas here, and so we have like a balance, and this can able to help the preaching to flourish. I mean, some other countries, it's going great. Look like in Russia, look in India. But also a lot of the American sannyasis left there and went abroad. And they increased the preaching there, and then the preaching got neglected here. So somehow, you know, we have to start focused back on this. You know, make the preaching in America great again. And all of you have great potential here to do. Right? Everybody. Any other points? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.